for their hashtags.
A dissection of pop culture past.
With Eric Dallinger.
And Carlianna Billing.
Hello, and welcome to the Before There Were Hashtags podcast. And once again, I am not joined by Carlianna Billings. I'm here with Luke Optel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good now that we got that self-tape out of the way.
Thank goodness. Those are always a joy.
We're grateful. Well, I'm grateful when I get them, but they are stressful.
Yes, 100%. They are the bane of an actress' existence. But also a necessary evil.
Truly a necessary evil.
Truly.
How's your week gone?
It's been going good. Just another week in Australia.
Calgary, Australia.
Doing Priscilla Queen of the Desert. We're only like 3 weeks left. It's wild.
I know, it is wild. It's wild when we got that email that was like, departures and asking about flight information. And I was like, oh, right. It's really coming to an end.
Everything good must come to an end.
Back to the unemployment line.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, if anyone needs a dance instructor this summer, I'm currently taking offers.
Amazing. Super fun. Well, we have a fun subject for today.
Some might say it's hot.
Some might say it's slipping. Well, we should start with 5 minutes of... gassing up our time machine, because that's how we start. Oh my goodness, this was the quickest intro ever.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do we want to keep talking?
We can keep talking a little bit. We live together, so we don't always have the most to talk about, like, on the fly. It just, you know, comes up.
Yeah, I feel like when you and Carly do it, it's like actually catching up. Me and Eric, it's like, well, we've been together the whole time. We live together. No, it's been a really good week. I've had a lot of friends come to the show because I'm close to home in the Prairies, so I've had quite a few friends come to the musical, which is always fun.
It was also my birthday. I should have said that.
Oh my gosh, how could I have forgotten I was going to say that? It is Eric's birthday this week. Everyone give him some love, some happy birthday. We are currently sitting in a living room that's full of balloons.
We are.
Because... you know, it's Luke, birthday week.
Luke got me the sweetest gift. I love lemon from Drag Race, and I love enamel pins. So Luke got me a lemon enamel pin, as well as a Jansport enamel pin.
Jantasy. Yeah, I love the lemon one. It's so cute. It's just like a little, like, little baby, kind of almost anime version of
lemon. It was her... when she was on Canada's Drag Race and she did the pageant realness runway and she dressed up as like toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah, that was the best. She was adorable. Oh my gosh, that was the cutest. She won that one. Yeah. Right? She won that episode, right?
She did win that episode because it was also the pageant episode where she was Misfits. Daddy!
Oh yeah, that was a good episode. I loved that challenge. They should steal that one for the American one.
Yeah.
That was a really funny challenge.
It was a funny challenge.
Doing a pageant.
She was one of the best ones on that challenge. I actually was... oh, her and Jimbo. Jimbo was pretty good when he swallows the full mic.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was making those bird noises.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good episode. It's a good season.
First season is kind of a hot mess, but also really entertaining.
I mean, it's better than the first season of Drag Race.
Of U.S.
The Lost
which season. We have an episode on, yeah, so you can go back and listen to if you would like.
Yeah. I gotta love a plug of the podcast within the podcast.
Oh, of course.
It's very meta.
It's very meta. Well, with a new co-host, we open ourselves up to a whole new audience.
That's true.
That can go back and listen.
Hundreds of fans.
All my...
Tens of fans.
Fives of fans.
Tens across, and they're bored.
I also got a lot of sweet gifts and fun things on my birthday. We went to a little bar here called National for lunch, and I ate a full pizza to myself.
The pizza was really good, and I love pizza, so I was down.
Shout out to National. They also have a lot of beer, which we did not drink before the show.
Never. We are professionals.
But
there were so many choices.
If you wanted to.
There was a lot.
And then my sweet friend Kate Etienne got me a Not Today Satan bracelet.
It's a good reminder of Not Today Satan.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because it's like, it is Drag Race, but also it's like when you're feeling like you're going to give up, you go, Not Today Satan, and you look down.
Or those days when you're just not feeling so so great about yourself, you just say, not today, Satan.
Not today.
Inner saboteur.
Yes, inner saboteur. I'm also stealing from the Lost Culturesis podcast. They always say, I'm entering my Charizard era, so I'm choosing to enter my Charizard era here. Or I can also say entering my Sailor Saturn era, because she's the most powerful Sailor Scout.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a Sailor Scout of Death and Destruction.
I need to get back into it.
Oh, new movie's coming out.
Oh my gosh, you gotta catch up. I can't keep up. Well, you know.
We should do a whole episode on Sailor Moon at one point.
That's true. She's before the hashtags, and she's also within the hashtags.
True. Well, she's made her way back. 90s resurgence.
Yeah, the 90s are back. The 90s are back, baby!
Early 2000s are back. Oh my gosh. Well, now I think we can truly get into Gassing Up Our Time Machine.
Yeah.
We made it. We did it.
You're welcome, friends. You're welcome for more banter.
More banter.
That's what you come
you
for.
Come for the information, you stay for the banter.
Exactly.
That is the nature of a podcast. All right, I'm putting in the timer. I'm hoping that I can record and time at the same time on my phone. We'll find out. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, we got to talk a little bit, and I hesitate to get into it because it's controversial, but there's like the whole Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial happened.
Right. Which he won.
He won.
He did win.
Yeah. He won from like $10 million in damages and $5 million in punitive damages.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was lowered because it was tried in the state of Virginia to, like, they have a cap on what
right.
that can be, but that's what the jury decided.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know enough about all the inner workings of law and also their whole situation. I just know that.
Wait, you haven't been going to law school this whole time?
No, I'm not Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Well, she's not in law school either. She's learning on the job. But.
Okay, well, as she says, people just don't want to work anymore.
Get your ass up and work. But yeah, the Me Too movement is being called into question. There's a lot of stuff going around about that. I know a lot of people in our cast are on Johnny Depp's side and
right.
saying that she's kind of crazy, but I also have friends online that have been basically saying that this is the death of the Me Too movement and that all women should be believed. And I just think that there's so much nuance in
yeah, I mean,
situation.
It's a relationship, right? Like, I think all women should be believed, but I also think that there's two sides to every story, and there's, like, obviously women can do bad things too. Like, it's
yes.
not like everyone's human, so.
And it could be career destroying for her. Like, there's already petitions to get her removed from Aquaman too.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess we're gonna find
out. But it was career destroying for him too.
Right.
He was taken out of all the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, he was Grindelwald.
Yeah.
So he lost a lot of his career to it. And I'm not here making a judgment on it. I'm just saying that that's
just,
what's
just
happening.
Seeing facts. Wild.
Facts are facts, America. Canada.
The world.
The world. The world. Well, also, speaking of America, BTS went to the White House.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, they went to talk to President Biden about anti-hate.
Asian hate.
In the United States.
Oh.
And they also played Butter for him, and they did the cute little Korean heart. I'm doing it now, but you can't see it because this is a podcast. Podcasting is a visual medium.
Yeah, and they looked so dapper in their suits.
In their suits. There was a little bit of controversy about it, though, and, you know, not unwarranted. It just, they went to go to the White House to talk to him about Asian hate and all these Asian hate crimes that are happening in the U.S. due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. But the opposite side of it is, are Korean men born in Korea, raised in a very homogenous society, the best people to talk about hate towards Asian Americans?
Right.
Because they're not Asian American, they're Asian.
True.
And my sort of middle of the road answer to it is that they have such a great platform, and it's so wonderful that they got a chance to go to the White House, and they bring such attention to causes. So I think that they're great ambassadors, but they shouldn't be the only voices heard in this situation because, yeah, they aren't American. So it would be great to have Asian American voices in on the conversation as well.
No, for sure. Yeah, there's a fine line between celebrity bringing attention to a cause and then, but then, are the people that are actually affected by getting heard.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, so BTS. Well, you know me. And then we also got to talk for the last little 30 seconds about All Stars.
All Stars. Oh my gosh. So good. This is one of my favorite seasons of Drag Race, I think. Yeah. I like that no one's going home. I think everyone's killing it. I think that there's fun storylines. I think the challenges are fun. It's just nice to see these queens back on TV.
It is. And Raja's getting booted by Violet.
Oh my gosh.
Fashion Put a review.
Tchotchke, just because you said no doesn't mean you have to be bitter boots.
Did she say no? Was she asked?
Yeah, she was asked. Okay. She said no.
Okay.
She said no.
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 No. No.
Did
no,
you
no,
sew
no,
this?
No. I don't know. Now I can't watch it because it's on WoW Presents Plus now. They're not even
Fashion Photo Review is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Platinum Plunger, that's actually gold.
Yeah.
The Pit Stop's good too. Oh. That's it.
That's it.
We can't talk about it anymore. Things. Well, we got to get into today's subject. Well, me and Luke have been on a bit of a Paris Hilton kick.
To be fair, you've been introducing me basically to Paris Hilton because I only knew her from The Simple Life. I didn't know that there was all this other journey of her.
But you're loving it.
I'm sloving it.
You're sloving it. Sliving.
I'm sliving, I'm sloving, I'm slaffing. You know?
Well, let's just say that we watched the end of Paris in Love, and one of the two of us cried, and it's not the one currently talking.
Listen, I just love weddings. I love love. And it was a beautiful wedding, and I'm happy for her. But yes, she gets married. Sorry to ruin the end of Paris in Love. But
that's the whole point of the whole television show.
But we're not here to talk about that Paris.
No, that's during that's hashtags.
Current. That's Paris. Current Paris. We were talking before there were hashtags Paris.
So we are going to be talking about Paris Hilton's debut studio album, self-titled Paris. So Paris was released on August 14th, 2006, released through Warner Brother Music, and it is a pop album around 40 minutes in length. So you can check it out on the Apple Music, the Spotify, the YouTube.
Anywhere you can find your music.
Yes. So, Luke, what are your initial thoughts on this album?
Initial thoughts. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It's very fun. Some good beats, some good tunes, some questionable lyrics.
Yeah, we'll get into some.
That's definitely where you can see the line between, like, this was produced for somebody, not produced by somebody. Like,
yeah.
There's some interesting choices. Overall, though, it's a very 2000s fun album. It's good if you just want to dance or if you're working out. It's a fun, just bop after bop of Paris saying Paris things and
Paris being Paris.
And also just doing a lot of, it's all pop, but all the songs definitely have a different feel.
I think that's sort of my one takeaway, and we'll get into it with the history of the album. But
you can tell there were a lot of producers on this.
It's a little disjointed.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It makes no, there's no cohesive sound
to
this album.
There's rap, there's reggae, there's kind of a country-ish vibe to one song. We got some musical theater influences. Like, it's
yeah. Really,
and then we have a Rod Stewart cover. So, like, it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey. And it makes more sense once you kind of hear how it was made.
Yeah, so back in like 2003, Paris was doing The Simple Life and she recorded like a couple of demos for the show. And so she's kind of got it in her head that she wanted to be a singer, enter the music realm.
She heard herself singing,
Sunstar.
And was like, oh, I should make an album.
They should have had a song, Hey Silly, Hey Billy.
There's not one Sanasa. I'm disappointed now.
There is. There is not. Sorry. Yeah, so she would start collaborating and working on demos. She actually worked on demos with JC Chazay from NSYNC.
Oh. Love that.
Yeah, I don't think any of them made it onto the album.
No, I didn't see any credits, but...
And then she actually at one point was going to start her own record label called Eris Records.
I thought she did. Didn't she start it and then just didn't?
Well, she did establish it, but I don't think it did anything. So right. It's kind of like Ellen's record label.
Like Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen, yeah. 1111 Records. Paris Charlie Puth was supposed to be on it.
Isn't Paris's thing 1111?
Well, now it is.
Wow.
She got married November 11th, which is Remembrance Day here in Canada.
But not in America, so that's okay. Yeah, and Lil Jon produced some of it.
Yeah, so...
created some tracks for her. Anyways, I'm jumping around.
Yeah, you are jumping around a little bit, but that's totally fine, because that's what we do on this podcast, is we jump around.
Jump around. That one's not on this album.
So yeah, so she was working with different producers. She wanted to create like a very like pop album. And then she met Scott Storch in Miami, and he sort of is a producer, and he gave her the song Turn It Up, which is sort of the lead single, first song on the album.
Right. And was supposed to be the lead single.
Well, it's first single release, but they didn't do a music video for it. So right. Stars Are Blind is the one that we all know as the big single, but right. Turn It Up was technically the first one released to radio. And because of that, she decided to do a little bit more of a hip-hop R&B infused album.
Right.
And so she would work with such people as Greg Wells, who actually worked with Lin-Manuel Miranda. He worked with Lin. He's worked with Kid Cudi, Michael Bublé, Adele, lots of Broadway people.
That is a mixed bag of
Tick, Tick, Boom.
All right.
Yeah. And then Dr. Luke, who is famous for working with Kesha and sort of abusing Kesha. So we don't really love Dr. Luke, but nope. He has produced a lot of hits in the last, in the
good
2000s.
Name, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, Scott Storch, who did a lot of the hip-hop R&B on the album.
Well, the original first song, wasn't it going to be Screwed? Like, that was the song that she was, like, actually, like, talking about for the longest.
Yeah, so she's talking about the song Screwed, but they ran into legal problems with it because it got recorded by two artists. And the other artist
being... another artist, Eric.
It was Hailey Duff. Hilary Duff's older sister.
You didn't think Hilary Duff was going to come into this podcast, but she always does.
She always does. Oh, the connections in Hollywood that can be made.
The blonde singers
in the 2000s. So many blonde singers. Yeah, so Hailey Duff recorded the song Screwed with her label at the time, which was Hollywood Records, which is a subsidiary of Disney. And because of that, they got into a legal battle. And Hailey Duff argued that because she had a movie coming out with Hillary, Material Girls, and that was going to be on the soundtrack to the album, to the movie, sorry,
right.
That it belonged to her, and the courts were actually going in her favor, and then the song leaked, Paris's version leaked, which complicated the legal problems.
I wonder how it leaked.
I wonder who leaked it. We're not insinuating anything.
Paris tells people leaking things? Never happened before.
Never. But then Hollywood Records would go to drop Hailey Duff.
Love it. We love Hillary.
We love Hillary. They Hailey. Would not drop Hillary. She was their moneymaker there. She was the original.
Truth. She yeah. is the reason there is a label, basically. But no, Hailey Duff never made the album. Well, it wasn't released. She might have made it. It was never released.
So
fighting for nothing. Because
the song would go to Paris.
And then she didn't even end up using it as her lead single. Anyways.
Nope, didn't. But it did make it onto the album.
It did. It's definitely before the album took a more hip-hop R&B turn.
Yeah.
It's definitely a standout, like, you just recorded this, you fought for it, so then you had to put it on the album.
Because she had been name-dropping it yeah. for so long, dragging Hailey
really
Duff through the mud.
A lot of sense on the album as a whole journey, although most of the songs don't make sense. They're just fun.
Let's go through the track list, and we can talk about our feelings on certain songs.
Okay, love it.
Turn It Up, what's your thoughts?
Definitely kind of gives you all the Parisisms. She says that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of just like sums up her. So if you're like a Paris Hilton fan, this is the song you wanted.
Yeah,
you wanted her to drop all of her sayings. You wanted her to like just talk about how amazing she is.
It is a prototype to Best Friend's Ass.
Right.
Like it is Paris Hilton's
just being
isms.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm surprised this wasn't.
It was written by Paris Hilton. She's the first writer on the track list.
Because the first words are that's hot.
And that one was produced by Scott. And then we move over to Fight Over Me, featuring Fat Joe and Jadakiss.
Who, I don't know anything other than...
Fat Joe. Fat Joe's pretty, like, popular. I know the name. It was also... Paris is also the first name written on that one. The lyrics on this one are bad.
Yeah.
There's some... Yeah. I think she says... she stretches the word sexy over three syllables at one point.
Sexy. Yeah.
Sexy.
This one's very hip-hop.
It's very hip-hop.
It has rap in it. Yeah, it's really... The first one's poppy, and then we go into a full hip-hop song. Not my favorite, I would say.
No.
Yeah,
I think the lyrics on this one kind of destroy it for me.
Yeah.
And then we move on to the big one. Stars Are Blind.
That reggae hit.
Yeah.
just when you look at Paris Hilton, you think reggae. For sure.
That's what I think. You know what? This song had critical acclaim.
I mean, I get it because she released it, what, in June? So it's a very summery song. Like, this is the perfect thing to drop right at the beginning of summer. You know everyone's going to listen to it. It has, like, a beachy kind of feel to it. You do kind of feel like you want to be sitting on a beach drinking a frozen drink and just, you know, hearing a beautiful raspy
voice.
It's
on my summer playlist for sure.
Yeah. So I get why they made this the sort of the album release single. Because it's a very summery song. It's cute. It's fun. The lyrics are actually pretty good.
Do you know there's two music videos for this one?
Really?
Yeah, so there's like the original one where she's like on a beach and it's like really cute. That's like the main one that everybody knows. That was the one released in the States and like premiered on MTV and Much Music.
Okay.
And then they released a second version for like the European Latin world in which she is... a model getting pictures, and then but they used shots from the original music video as her fantasy in her head.
Interesting.
Yeah,
but she doesn't sing in Spanish, does she?
No. Okay. She's not Christina Aguilera.
Okay, I'm like, is there a Spanish version of this song that I don't know about?
A Spanish.
I would be so mad if you were hiding this from me.
Oh my gosh,
Paris sings in Spanish.
It's pretty good. She also was sued over the song. There's a 1970 song called Kingston Town, in which has the same chord progression in the verses, and they sued, but there was no results released, which sort of states that it was settled at a court.
Right.
So,
I mean, she has a little bit of money. I'm sure she just said
she has a little bit of money. It was covered by the one and only Kim Petras.
All right, at the wedding.
At the wedding,
she sang it at the wedding. It's actually pretty when you slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great song. It reached number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100. And it was considered, I'm not sure if it's true, but they kind of put it in quotes where I read it, that it was the highest debuting single of the year.
At 18. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't really believe it, but okay.
Someone on her team is putting some things into Wikipedia.
Yeah. I don't use Wikipedia.
Maybe it was her highest debuting single.
Maybe
in the year of that year.
That would probably make way more sense.
I don't know, 18. Yeah, I feel like someone must have been in the top five.
Yeah. What is next? What is next? We have I Want You.
Okay, this is my favorite song on the album.
Because it has a Grease sample.
Yes, but I like the beat behind it as well. Yeah, this was the shocking one. I wasn't expecting a Grease sample from her album, but I actually like the song. Like it's fun, it's poppy.
Yeah.
I thought this would have been a good single release.
Well, also just having that Grease sample in there would have like caught people's ears.
100%.
Been like,
and it's used well.
Yeah. No, it sounds great.
No, I really like the song. If you're gonna listen to any song on this album,
listen to I Want You.
Yeah. Because it's fun.
Yes, this was one of the few songs that, not one of the few, but Hilton did not write on this track.
I mean, yeah, you can kind of tell.
Because it's decent.
Yeah, the lyrics are actually pretty good. I mean, they're not complicated, but I mean, it's a pop song.
Yeah,
so.
Simple isn't bad.
No.
Simple doesn't mean ineffective.
No. Listen, she made a career off of Simple Life, so.
The Simple Life. We move on to Jealousy.
Ooh, isn't there a story behind this one?
Is there a story behind this one?
This one's not about someone in particular, is it? Because it's basically all about a friend who's jealous, isn't it? Wasn't this the one you told me was about Nicole or no?
No, I said Hillary has a song about Nicole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not actually about Nicole. It's actually about her dad, but everybody thinks it's about Nicole. But that's Hillary Duff.
Okay, we'll cut this out.
Well, maybe I want to keep the Hillary Duff trivia in here.
We have Hilary Duff to read. She's already made it in the episode.
I know, she's already made it in the episode.
You just need to make a Britney drop.
Well, there will be some Britney drops coming up. Jealousy. Okay.
Jealousy.
I don't know. Didn't stick with me, I guess.
Jealousy.
Luke, it's kind of got like a bit of like a rocker vibe. Like it's more of a rocky kind of song all of a sudden. Like we took a turn to...
Once again, this album has no consistent through line in terms
of
genre.
Like I would say this and Screwed were on the same album.
Right.
Like
okay.
They're kind of a very similar kind of vibe. They're kind of a little more angry, a little more like her making, I don't know, I would hate to say making a statement, but I don't feel like this is a statement song. Basically just about people being jealous of her.
Right. It would be fun if it was about Nicole, but I think they were friends at this point.
I think they were friends. They were still doing Simple Life. Although there's a lot of drama on that show, so.
I'm sure there was.
Maybe it was about Kim Kardashian being jealous of her. And then,
oh my gosh, we need to talk about Kim's song. They play in my jam.
Yeah, she could use a few more producers.
Yeah, she could have used a few more producers on that one.
Yeah, Jealousy's fine. It's a weird kind of rocky song for this
for
pop album, but you know.
And then we move on to Heartbeat.
This is sort of the ballad of the album.
Well, it's that R&B influence because it has Scott Storch on it. So, and it was added later. It's one of the later additions to the album.
This is the closest thing we get to a slow jam on this album.
Yeah, well, we don't want ballads from Paris. I'm sorry. I'm not listening to a Paris album.
But this is the one that she like recently dropped a music video for, isn't it? Like in 2020 or something?
Oh.
It was like 20 years after making the... Or almost 20 years after.
Literally look it up.
Making
right
that
now.
She made a music video for this one. Unless I was lied to on the internet, which, you know, would not be the first time. You're getting real time journalism.
Yeah. There is a music video released 1 year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just dropped one.
Wow.
Of all the songs, this would not have been the one that I would have been like, we need a music video for this one, but I guess she thought we needed it.
Yeah.
She's probably not wrong.
And then we get into nothing in this world can top us tonight. I can do what she can do so much better.
I like this one.
This is one of the ones that I like actually would listen to before taking the time to listen through the album.
Totally.
Unfortunately, produced by Dr. Luke.
Right.
But there is some separation between artist and art. And I know that some people are going to disagree with me on that, but... It is a bop. It's good.
Yeah, you can't deny it's not a good song.
And yeah, so there's a music video for this, and it's a fake trailer for like a fake movie.
Oh.
The whole, yeah.
She wants to fake this out with some...
Sort of like Girl Next Door.
Right.
Themes. And actually starring in this music video as sort of the mean girl is Alicia Cuthbert from 24 PMK for us Canadians.
Yes, Positive Canada for Kids.
She's the one that... The bullies like stick the kid's head in the toilet, and she's like the mean girl egging them on.
Also, bring it back to Canada's Drag Race was the first judge, guest host of the show because they do that weird thing where they're not guest judges, they are the guest host.
Yeah, that is weird, but
good for her.
Yeah, so she's in a Paris music video, and the music video spent 7 weeks on VH1's Top 20 Video Countdown, and it peaked at number 5.
Sure it did. That does not surprise me at all that a Paris Hilton music video was circulated a lot at this time.
Oh, yeah. Nothing in this world can stop us tonight.
Gonna make you feel again, kind of more of a rocky...
Oh, it is on the Screwed... Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Even Stars Are Blind, like it fits in that sort of... Well, Stars Are Blind, so we're going back to Stars Are Blind. It was written to bridge the gap between sort of the more pop and the more R&B. So they were like, we'll go right guy.
That's the bridge.
That's
the bridge that combines pop and
reggae.
R&B is reggae.
Then we've talked about Screwed.
Yep.
That's next.
Yep. Also in the more rock pop section of this album.
Not Leaving Without You. I'm
trying to remember it. Obviously, it didn't really...
Didn't resonate.
Didn't.
Well, this is like getting to the end of the album where you're like, they just needed some tracks to fill.
Fair. Yeah, they're like, people probably won't even get to this part.
It was written by Paris, though. Turn You On.
I like this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's, like, sexy. It's very Paris. Like, she's kind of whispery, a little...
She uses the baby voice.
Yeah, she uses this voice. It's just a little bit off and just a little bit higher than her regular voice. Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of like, this is kind of what you, again, what you're going to a Paris Hilton album thinking it's all going to be is a song called Turn You On. Like,
yes, 100%.
Yeah, like, I'm hot, all the boys want me.
Once again, this is another one produced by Scott Storch, so it's, you know, that R&B vein. It's basically, I feel like it's two albums.
It really is two albums.
It's two albums. Two mini albums. Two EPs.
Two EPs that they made to a full album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then to finish off the album,
probably one of my favorites, is the Rod Stewart cover of If You Want My Body.
Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Do You Think I'm Sexy?
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come up and let me know. I mean, this is where Paris Hilton wins me over because she's in on the joke.
Yes, she's always in on the joke, which makes me respect her so much more. That she knows her brand, she knows it's ridiculous, and she plays into it. Like, only she would do a cover of Do You Think I'm Sexy. And it's good. It's actually a good cover.
Oh, yeah, and it's super fun.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. Was not expecting it when I took a first listen.
I think this album has a really strong EP on it.
Yeah. It has two strong EPs. No, just kidding. It has one strong EP and one Paris Hilton EP.
I think Turn It Up, basically all the singles, Turn It Up, Stars Are Blind, Nothing in This World, Do You Think I'm Sexy, and throw in I Want You for that grease. Banana, banana, banana,
banana, banana, banana, banana. I want you. Yeah.
And I think that's like a strong showing.
100%. You still got to end with,
Do You Think I'm Sexy? Do You Think I'm Sexy is the closer.
The closer. Just because every concert's got to have a cover.
I think every song, every album should have a cover.
It's fun.
I think it's fun to cover up. I love hearing people's takes on other people's songs.
Yes. It's always fun to, hear someone else's take on a song that you know, especially when it's kind of like something you wouldn't expect that artist to sing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Britney Spears singing I Love Rock and Roll. You know, it's just, it's fun. It's unexpected.
Britney Spears singing Satisfaction.
That is a bop. That is a great version. I love that version. Can't get no.
My dad hates it, but.
Well, yes, because he grew up with the original one. To be fair, that one, the Britney Spears one, was the original one to me until I found out that it
me
was a
too,
cover.
Me too, me too, me too. Even I love rock and roll. I didn't know Joan Jett existed.
Nope. It was all about Britney Spears.
Told you we'd be talking about Britney.
Listen, it wouldn't be Before Their Hashtags podcast if you didn't talk about Britney.
Yeah. So, yes, it had some commercial success, so debuted number 18 and would go on to peak at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 200, and its first week would sell 77,000 copies. So, yeah, did pretty well. It wasn't a complete flop.
Did she tour? Like, did she do
know.
A concert
I don't,
tour?
I don't think she
or
did.
Or did she just drop it? And probably did, like, a few club gigs where she lip-synced.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't imagine her doing, like, a stadium tour. I guess she could have opened for somebody.
I can't imagine. She doesn't need the money. She was doing this for fun.
100%. She was living.
She was slipping.
Just doing for fun.
Stop. Stop. One thing that did hurt the album sales, though, was that the entire album was posted on AOL Music a whole 8 days before it was scheduled for a physical copy release.
Right, so everyone already listened to it. Had their opinions.
But I think AOL Music is, like, legal. Like, it was, like, a prototype of iTunes.
Right.
So I think maybe... I don't know what counts back then in terms of an album sale. But, it sort of had an unofficial release. A soft opening. And then...
And then the real opening. And then, do we want to talk about the joke opening?
The Banksy opening? Yeah.
The Banksy release?
The Banksy release.
It's wild. Well, basically, Banksy released his own version of the album and put them in the stores and had the regular barcode so people would buy the album.
thinking it was a Paris Hilton album, but it was all like remixes that he made and also songs that he made, like parody songs about her.
Yeah, the songs were entitled Why Am I Famous? What Have I Done? And What Am I For?
I want to hear What Am I For? That sounds like a bop. And yeah. Also, the inside cover, which I don't think is very cool, had like topless pictures of Paris.
Yeah, I think where he kind of went overboard. Yeah. I mean,
that's very 2000s.
Very 2000s.
Do that. Yeah. But yeah, how many did he put out?
500 copies were on 48 record shops across the United Kingdom, where he replaced the versions of the CDs with alternate versions. But yeah, kept the barcode so people would legally be buying.
And it looked like the album until you opened it up.
Yeah, and then you got a Banksy original. Which, I mean, that's priceless.
100%. Well, I mean, there's 500 of them, so there will be a price, but...
Still.
But, like, I wonder if anyone just listened to it and was like, this is a very weird album and didn't, like, know the joke. Like, didn't find out that it was, like, not...
They never knew. They just were like, this is the Paris album. There's this... They thought she was truly, truly in on the joke.
Yeah. I mean... As much as it's a joke, that's also amazing publicity for her. Like, I bet they sold so many more albums in the UK than they would have because people wanted to see if they would get the Banksy version.
Oh, 100%. And she has a copy of it.
I love that.
Like, she's kind of in on it. She's like, oh, yeah, it was iconic.
I mean, yeah. Like, that's great publicity for her. I mean, it's also hilarious. What Am I For? I want to hear What Am I For.
I wonder if it's online.
I'm sure it has to be.
So, yeah, that was the Banksy stuff. I mean, there's not really much more to it, but it's just iconic.
Yeah.
It's beyond, as Paris would say.
It's beyond. It's the moment. It's a vibe.
It is the vibe.
Yeah. She actually has a pretty good voice. I kind of think it kind of has like a Gwen Stefani, kind of Sheryl Crow kind of feel to it. Like, it's a little bit whispery, a little bit like... She has a nice tone. Like, she's very listenable. I mean, obviously, they produced her.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, I can't tell you where this quote is from, but I remember at the time somebody saying, what this proves is that anybody can be a singer with the right amount of production, which I don't think is true because Kim Kardashian's single sucks. But I don't know how much she can really sing and how much she can't because of the production, but it sounds good. Yeah. Like, she sounds good on the album.
Yeah, there's no, like, cringy moments. You're like, oh, this sounds like a 2000s pop star.
Except for when she says sexy over three syllables.
I mean, vocally, there's none. Lyrically, there are some very cringeworthy lines. all the boys, all the silly boys are fighting over me.
All the boys, all the silly boys.
Like, silly boys. That was the word you went for. Anyways. But yeah, she has that very kind of whispery quality. And then she has a nice pitch. Like, I think she's well produced. She sounds good. And there's nothing on this album that you're like, it's unlistenable. I think it all doesn't make sense, but it all plays well. Like, you could put this on at a party and it would be fun.
Yeah, totally. According to Billboard's Keith Caulfield, this is his quote. It's so funny. Doesn't matter that Paris Hilton isn't a great singer? Not really.
I mean, it's true. You weren't going to this album being like, I want to hear the next Christina Aguilera. It's like, no.
No.
We came here to have some fun party songs and to hear her say that's hot.
AllMusic, though, had a positive review saying that it's more fun than anything released by Britney Spears or Jessica Simpson, and a lot fresher, too. Yeah, so the reviews were sort of truly mixed because, yeah, Metacritic gave it
Shocking.
A 57 out of 100, not great. Pitchfork gave it a 5.2 out of 10, but AllMusic gave it a 4.5 stars out of 5. Rolling Stone gave it 3 stars. Saint Magazine gave it 3 stars. Yahoo Music gave it 7 out of 10. So truly... You had people that love it, you had people that hate it, and you had people that were truly... Oh, Entertainment Weekly gave it a B-.
Okay.
So yeah, very middle of the road.
I feel like this album is very middle of the road. It's not bad. It's not amazing. It's fun.
It's exactly fun.
What I'm from Paris Hilton album. There was originally going to be a song called That's Hot that Lil Jon did produce.
Oh, yeah.
I think they recorded it.
Yeah, they...
recorded a demo for her and, like, played it, and she said that she loved it, but it was too R&B rap, because this was when they were originally doing the more screwed pop version of the album. So it's just funny that he did make one that she said sounded more like Lil' Kim than Paris Hilton.
Yeah, the quote is, it's really like hip-hop, though, so I told him to tone it down a little. It's hot, but it's more like Lil' Kim, and I told him to make it more like me.
Which is funny, because then she found another producer that went more hip-hop.
Yeah.
So, where's that song?
I want that
release
song.
Release That's Hot, Lil' Jon.
Come on, Lil' Jon, release it.
Is it Little or Lil?
Oh, she did confirm that she had a cover of Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Oh, true.
She recorded for
because
it.
She did work with her.
Jane Wieldin? Wieldlin? Yeah. W-I-E-D-L-I-N. Paris has also had some musical adventures since this, though not putting out an album. She released a music video for a song called Paris for President.
Oh, yeah. If you want to watch something that's
during the 2008 election.
Real cringy 2000s moments, watch this.
Paris for President.
It's like not
at
even
the
a good
pool
song
with
at
chilling
all.
With the martini. Paris like, for President. Your commander in bikini.
Yeah, it doesn't age well. It does. It's very.
I think it did. It don't matter if you're straight or if you're gay.
I don't know. It's a choice. It's definitely a choice. The song could have used maybe three more of her producers on it.
It's pretty dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
Yeah, she had a whole fake campaign to be president.
You know what? The sad thing is she probably could win now. Because anybody can run for office and
I
win.
I know. Oh, don't even talk to me about the Ontario election.
Mm. Anyways, but now we're not talking about now, Eric.
Hmm.
We're talking about her other music. So Paris for President.
Paris for President.
Definitely go watch it.
It's fun. It's dumb. And then she has Best Friend's Ass.
Yeah, about Kim Kardashian.
I don't know if it's really about Kim Kardashian, but Kim is in the music video.
I mean, who else is ass she's talking about?
Fuck boys everywhere trying to get a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. And now she's a DJ.
Well, no, and she also has that song Pickle.
She has a whole album of Pickle remixes.
But I can't find the original Pickles, so... Paris? Release the original.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, she's a DJ. Do you think she ever puts in her own songs in her sets?
I don't know.
She just throw in a Stars Are Blind every once in a while? Or do you think I'm sexy?
Well, I remember on the television show, they were like, you need to play some songs with lyrics. So I don't think she really likes lyrics.
I mean, after making this album, I can't imagine why she would hate lyrics.
She's like, fine, yeah, I'll throw in some Britney.
But with a Grease sample.
I
want you.
Well, I think that sums up Paris Hilton's music career.
Oh, no, I liked the fact that the original album was going to be called Paris is Burning.
Oh, yeah, it was going to be called Paris is Burning. Oh, my gosh.
Not cool, Paris. Don't be taking that from the queers.
Very famous gay film.
Documentary. Yeah, very, very famous about the ball scene in New York. And she was going to name her album Paris is Burning. Whoever changed that to just Paris, we thank you.
We thank you.
Because that's all you need. What else are you going to call that album? It's a Paris Hilton album. It's what you want from a Paris Hilton album. It's hot.
It's hot. Do you think we'll get more music from Paris?
Yes. She said on her, on Paris in Love, she's working on a second album.
Yay!
Yeah, she's working on it right now. Only, what, 20 years later?
Almost.
But I think this one will be a little more her because she has DJed so much. I think she'll be more involved in the actual production of the music.
Yeah, I think... Also, I think what's great about Paris, and we've said it, like, she knows her brand. She's in on the joke. So, like, anything Paris puts out is fun. Like...
Yeah. I just don't know. Do I need another Paris album? No. Will I listen to it? Yes. I guess I will.
Give it a listen. It's a good gym listen.
Yeah. I would say if you just want something to put on at the gym, put it on. There's only one slow song. You're good.
And it's great working out. Do you want my body?
Yeah.
And you think I'm sexy? All right.
So did we get back to...
I think we are back to the now.
Back to the now. We've come back from the way back.
We're back from the way back. BB.
BB!
Yes! Well, we are back. We are back from the way back. So, Luke, what are your pop picks?
My pop pick is actually a Canadian artist who was just on the newest season of Canada's Got Talent.
What?
Miss Stacey Kay. She made it all the way to the finals. She didn't win, spoiler alert, but she's amazing. And she has a single out that she dropped last month called Unstoppable. And it's very, very fun. Again, if you want like a pump up song, definitely give it a listen. Stacey Kay's Unstoppable. I love her. Also, if you just want a whole album of bops, listen to her full album, 11 O'Clock Number, which came out a few years ago, but it still stands. I still love it. I listen to it all the time. And she's a great Canadian singer. Love her. And she's actually super sweet. I've met her a few times.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
We love supporting locals.
Yes.
Artists.
Let them Canadians.
Yes. Well, I will not be doing that in my pop pick.
That's okay.
But, because surprise, surprise.
Tell surprise.
My pop pick is a K-pop song.
Woo-woo. Oh, shocking.
Shocking.
Eric likes the K-pop.
Eric likes the Korean music.
Oh my gosh.
But it's not BTS. It's not, I swear.
It's close.
It's close. It's TXT, who are kind of like the younger brother group to BTS. Same label. Part of the HYBE label. So yeah, there's their new song, Good Boy, Go Bad.
Good boy, go bad, good boy, go,
go
bad.
Go bad, good boy, go bad, good boy, go bad.
And
good boys, gone bad. I think it might actually be called Good Boy, Gone Bad, but still.
What do you like about the song, Eric?
What do I like about the song? I kind of like the music video, to be honest. I think the music video sold me on it because it's like dark and gothic. Mm. Like they're in like graves and...
Shocking. Eric likes the dark, gothy music video with the Korean boys.
What's wrong with that?
Singing about being bad.
Being bad.
It's literally tailor-made for Eric Dallinger. It's like the birthday gift they gave to you.
They did. It'd only be better if BTS was singing it. Sorry, TXT fans. They do a great job. I'm not hating. Not hating.
They were busy at the White House.
They were busy at the White House. BTS has Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is sort of a la the same vein. Right. So I sort of listened to those two back to back.
That's fair. And then you just throw in a Blackpink song.
Blackpink! We'll literally be walking to work and I'll just look over at Luke and he'll be going,
how you like that?
I've been trying to get our friend Greg into BTS. I just like send him BTS songs.
Because Eric's into something, he'll work you down until you're into it.
In my birthday card, Luke wrote like, you have a way of making trashy TV very, very good.
Yeah, then he'll sit you down and he will explain why it's fun and good until you bleed to. If Eric started a cult, I would not be shocked. And it's just all K-pop and trashy TV. This might be why you listen to this podcast.
This might be why I indoctrinated you into my cult. No, I'm a firm believer that like you can like trash and highbrow entertainment 100%. All at the same time. But there are people that don't, and that's...
Well, those people are not listening to this podcast.
Those people are not listening to this podcast. So,
no, we also like highbrow things, but there's podcasts for that.
There is. This is not it.
This is not it. You are here to listen to us talk about Paris Hilton.
Yeah, we love Paris.
We slub her.
Slitting. Slitting.
Oh my God, sliving. That's hot.
That's hot. All right, well.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope you tune in next time for another episode of One of the Hashtags.
Oh my gosh. Paris, when did you get here, Paris?
Oh, are we rolling? Oh my God, thank you guys so much listening.
Okay, got Mick.
Listen, it was a good...
It was a good bet. It was a good bet.
I need to rewatch it now that I know Paris more.
Oh yeah. Have you seen the video where Got Mick calls Paris Hilton as Paris Hilton?
No.
Oh, it's on YouTube. You've got to watch it.
Well, you know what we're doing after we stop recording.
Yes. Ha, 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 ha.
No, save that for Spooktober.
Spooktober? I don't know if we're
doing... Evil Eric away. Put evil Eric away.
At the end of the podcast, it just becomes tangents of us talking. And you love it, audience members, because you're part of the cult.
Oh no, it's creepy, Carly.
Stop.
Right,
you were lurky
rails.
Luke.
Oh, that's so lurky.
I remember for Christmas we tried to cut. I was thinking of Christmas names, so Luke was gonna be Noel Luke.
I think we cut that.
I think we cut. No, I don't. I think that was actually before we hit record.
That's true. Oh man.
And Carly and Luke were like, no.
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 Noel. All right, friends.
We have divulged.
We have divulged.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. As I stated last time, episodes are going to be a little bit less frequent, but we will be here at some point again.
Follow the pod on Instagram for all the updates.
Yes.
When episodes are going to drop.
Exactly.
And who your guest host will be.
Well, Carly is coming back.
We'll see.
Luke murder, sir. She's been excommunicated from the cult. Lurky Luke.
I gave her to the ghosts.
Okay, bye.
That's bye.
In reference to her ghost podcast. Bye.